Banjoist Bela Fleck is a 15-time Grammy Award winner and has collaborated with the likes of Chick Corea, Dave Matthews, and Earl Scruggs. Abigail Washburn's voice emerged as part of the all-female powerhouse string band Uncle Earl and has two solo albums to her credit. They're also husband and wife and have combined their talents and headed out on the road for a tour. They'll be performing tonight at McGlowan Theater, and they join us now. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Absolutely.
Well, I want to start by asking, Bela, I read the first time you heard one of Abigail's CDs, it caused you to drive so fast that you got pulled over and had to walk the line. Is that true?
Absolutely true. Well, we were at a gathering with a bunch of musicians in Nashville, and Abby gave me a copy of her CD. And so I got in the car, and I had this CD. I started driving home from that party, and I started really getting into it. I was driving faster and faster, and pretty soon the light started going. I got pulled over and walked the line and was set free.
So was that the first time that you two had met at that party, or had you met before?
No, we met for the first time actually at a square dance in Nashville. Bela was playing the banjo, and I was dancing. And we were actually both in other relationships at the time, so nothing much came of it, but I think we were both fancied that we both met at a square dance for the first time.
And then all of a sudden, I heard she was, my relationship I was in ended at a certain point, and all of a sudden she was free, and I just started chasing her. I just called her and tried to reach her. I think I called her, 15 times one day?
Is that right?
You did. That was pretty wacky.
I thought it was pretty creepy.
Yeah, very weird behavior. And it wasn't voluntary. It was just one of these crazy things. I just went after her. I've never done it ever, and I'm still amazed that it worked.
What do you know? Now it's been almost 10 years and we have a baby.
Abigail, you originally wanted to be a lawyer and you wanted to work to improve U.S.-China relations. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Many might find that kind of a far cry from singing and playing the banjo. So what happened?
It is a far cry. I'd studied to go to Chinese law school. I passed the Han Yushui Ping Kao Shi, which is the HSK, the Chinese equivalency exam, and I was going to go to China and go to law school. And the summer before I left, I was lucky to be at a party with my then boyfriend, who was a bluegrass musician, and somebody put on a record of Doc Watson.
Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound to go away.
And it just really blew my mind. I thought it was really gorgeous. And I think I had been waiting to hear something that had the sound of America that reached into the eternal, the ancient, the universal. And I think when I heard Doc Watson singing and playing Shady Grove, I just really felt it and I heard it. And I thought to myself, well, it would be really cool to bring something like the banjo over and be able to share that with my Chinese friends. And so before I left, I learned to play some banjo and went on a big road trip and went to the IBMA, the International Bluegrass Music Association Convention in Kentucky. And while I was at the IBMA, it was sort of a mystical moment where I ran into a bunch of young women who were playing music, and they asked me if I'd play with them. And I knew about four songs at that point, and I sat down and I played with them, and was at the end of the jam, I was offered a record deal in Nashville, Tennessee.
Can you guys describe how the husband and wife dynamic is different when it comes to touring and preparing for shows than, say, if you were on tour with another artist or group?
Well, you know, there's a packing up to go on tour means figuring out what baby stuff to bring. You know, so what we've got this big rubber duck that we've had in all kinds of dressing rooms and backstage areas, and that's got to have a place.
Yeah, so it's really a family affair. We're all the way from, you know, who's going to change the baby's diaper to what's the set list going to be tonight.
It's a lot more intimate, really, I mean, because we're husband and wife. So, although I guess with some bands that could be true, too.
This morning I was at the hotel and I ran into some different couples that had come to the show, and each one of them mentioned that it was so fun to see a married couple on stage because they could really relate to a lot of the ways we interacted, and it reflected on them, you know, a lot of the jokes that they have between each other, or, you know, what are the things that they do with each other.
I mean, we don't try to be be too careful about how we are on stage. We're not like trying to be different than we are or present some, you know, personas. And I think that seems like people find it refreshing.
Dark skies here, no one's near. Except I think I feel you.
Bela Fleck and Abigail Washburn, they perform tonight at McGlowan Theater at Spirit Square. Bela, Abigail, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks a lot.